And the fourth, evangelization, strengthen the family, be concerned for the poor. The fourth is that we encourage vocations. All of us have vocations. We share in fundamentally qualities because of our baptism. But by asking for encouragement for vocations, I'm particularly thinking of priesthood and religious life. Because our religious, their witness to consecrated life, and our priest, our wonderful priest, who make possible the sacraments of Eucharist and reconciliation, they're such a great blessing to us. And I hope that every parish that we regularly pray, that God will bless us with vocations. Jesus says, beg the harvest master that he will send more workers to the harvest. And he wasn't talking just there about clergy, he was talking about all of us. But we should beg the harvest master, give us more religious, more priests. Every Catholic school should have, as part of the curriculum during the year, a vocations awareness program. Every school religion should have, as part of their curriculum during the year, a vocation awareness program. It's commendable. I know a number of parishes will have a cup or a statue that is weekly sent to a parishioner's home, reminding them to pray for vocations. That's wonderful. And encourage vocations in our home. Where are vocations going to come from? Our families. And I know as our families get smaller, parents are increasingly reluctant to support their sons or their daughters' desire to be a priest or a religious. And I know how difficult that can be. In my family, I'm an only son. I know how difficult it was for my dad to support my decision to be a priest. That was a real sacrifice for him. I can also tell you, the day of my ordination, there was not a prouder man around. And he always felt blessed that there was a priest in the family. Not that it was me, but that there was a priest in the family. It's a tremendous blessing for a family. And I invite all of us, encourage vocations in our families. Let me tell you, I hope in no way this comes across as saying that, wow, we're really messed up as an archdiocese, we've got to start doing that. Quite the opposite. I thank God that I've been blessed with the privilege of being able to be part of an archdiocese as outstanding as the Archdiocese of Mobile. We have in our country, of the 190 dioceses, we have one of the highest per capita number of seminaries. As far as our annual appeal, and almost every diocese has an annual appeal, I do not know of another diocese that has a stronger per capita appeal than the Archdiocese of Mobile with our Catholic Charities appeal. At Easter Vigil, we will welcome almost 400 new members into the Catholic Church. Per capita, that's one of the best in the country. Wow. I was reading on the news recently, an archdiocese somewhere else. They're welcoming 1,300 new members. That's wonderful. Now they have over 1 million Catholics. We have 70,000 Catholics, and we're welcoming about a third that number. Per capita, we're one of the best in the country. Our mass attendance, from what we can see, the best statistics we have, on any given Sunday, about 40% of Catholics are in church on Sunday. Now, what I'd like to see is 100%. But 40% is substantially higher than national average. Substantially higher. And so, good people, thank you for what you're doing. You're making our parishes vibrant communities of faith. Continue to do that. But remember, the Lord has told us, go out and make disciples of all the nations. God wants to use us, to use me, to use you, each one of us. As for us to become involved in the life of the church, we do not need more back-in Catholics. And let me tell you what I call a back-in Catholic. You can pick them out. Some of you all might be here. They're the people who drive in to the parking lot at Mass and back into the parking spot. So as soon as Mass is over, they're out of there. We do not need more back-in Catholics. We need to be involved in our parishes, involved in building up the kingdom of God. We feast every Mass on God's precious gifts of Word and Eucharist that others are starving for, often without realizing what they're hungering for, what their dissatisfaction is. In our age of relativism, we have the truth of Jesus Christ. And so many people who are just twisting in the wind, not knowing what to believe, want so much to hear the truth of the Lord. And so invite other people to come in, to have a personal relationship with Jesus, but Jesus is asking for far more than that. He wants us to be part of his body, part of his family, the church. And so I ask that we pray. When we pray for our archdiocese, we pray for our family of faith. You know, sometimes we may not know where we're going, but it's not important. In Isaiah, speaking the message of the Lord, Isaiah says, the Lord says, I will lead the blind on paths unknown to them. I love that image. You know, if we've ever been blind, for example, the power goes off in our house and everything's dark, we can't see our head, hand in front of our face, we know how confusing it can be, even in a room familiar to us. We'll bump into things. But how much more confusing would it be to be someplace we've never been before? And Isaiah says, God will lead the blind on paths unknown to them. Sometimes we don't know where our life is going. Sometimes we don't know what God is going to ask of us. We're going down paths unknown to us, and we may feel blind. But the Lord has us by the hand. He has this archdiocese by the hand. He has you. He has me by the hand. God is good to us. And I would ask that together as a family of God, one faith, one family, we continue to build up the kingdom of God in our midst. God bless you. Thank you.